Terms and conditions apply.
The Hot FM main news.
President Hichilema hails late Paramount Chief Benzeni IV as patriotic, humble leader. Police arrest 11 over political violence in Chawama and Kabwe. And Malawians repatriated from South Africa amidst xenophobia concerns.
The Hot FM News with Keturam Tonga.
Good evening, and now the news in detail. President Hage Hichilema says the late Paramount Chief Benzeni IV served with dignity, humility, and patriotism, always putting the interests of his people and the nation first. Speaking during the funeral procession, President Hichilema said the late traditional leader's legacy should be emulated as it was anchored on improving the welfare and livelihoods of the people. The head of state has noted that Paramount Chief Benzeni IV played a pivotal role in promoting traditional ceremonies in Zambia, including the Ntwala ceremony, thereby preserving the country's rich cultural heritage.
If you are talking about experience, he had it. Presidents are not always easy to work with, but he found a way of doing it because of the common interest. Service of the people, the country. I think that's important for us who are alive to emulate. Country first, people's interest first, then our personal interests should be subservient to the interests of the people and our country we serve. Humility and service. Ngwenya Makaret, the authority of a king, but possessed the heart of a servant.
Meanwhile, President Hichilema has reiterated that former 6th Republican President Edgar Lungu should be accorded a burial with full military honours, emphasising the need for all stakeholders to work together in giving the former head of state a dignified send-off.
For us mortals, once death strikes, our next obligation is to bury the dead with dignity, as we're doing here with Inkosi Amankosi Mpezeni IV, Ngwenyama. Our duty is to bury with dignity. Then we'll have given decency to the dead, as per our customs, our culture, or indeed the Christian values. And I want to say that this applies, Bishop Lungu, to our 6th president who we lost. It is our duty to bury him with the military protocols. He was commander-in-chief of our country. And I agree with you, we must all work together.
Paramount Chief Benzeni IV, who died at the age of 75 on May 30th, 2026, has been laid to rest at his cattle kraal at Ependukeni Palace. Tonse Alliance President Brian Mundubile has urged civil servants to remain calm, professional, and continue serving the country with diligence and integrity as Zambia heads towards the August general elections. Mr. Mundubile said there is no need for public servants to fear change in administration, assuring them that his government would uphold the principles of justice, fairness, professionalism, and national unity. He has emphasized that the civil service should remain non-partisan and serve the interests of the country rather than any political party, individual, tribe, or region. In a statement, Mr. Mundubile has further pledged that civil servants would be treated with dignity and fairness, adding that appointments, promotions, and retention would be based on merit, competence, experience, and performance. He has also said the alliance would not tolerate victimization, tribalism, regional bias, or any form of discrimination within the public service. The Zambia police have arrested 11 suspects in connection with recent incidents of political violence in Chawama and Kabwe. In a statement, Inspector General of Police Grafel Musamba says 5 suspects have been arrested in Chawama for aggravated robbery, assault on police officers, unlawful wounding, and malicious damage to property. He says security has been reinforced in the area through increased patrols and manpower to maintain law and order. In Kabwe, Mr. Musamba says six suspects have been arrested for proposing violence following an incident at Joa Police Station on June 7, 2026, around 16 hours. He adds that a manhunt is underway for a key suspect who is still at large. Mr. Musamba further says police have intensified intelligence-led operations and increased visibility in affected areas to stabilize the situation and prevent further violence. State forensic analyst Innocent Makasa has testified before the Lusaka Magistrates Court that DNA analysis conducted on samples obtained from a flight surgeon at Zambia Air Force, ZAF, established that he is not the biological father of a baby born as a result of alleged incest. I beg your pardon. The accused allegedly defiled and impregnated his 14-year-old biological daughter. Meanwhile, Dr. Makasa told Magistrate Kawama Momfuri that results presented before the court could not determine whether carnal knowledge had occurred, adding that not all carnal knowledge results in pregnancy. Dr. Makasa submitted that his samples also show that the victim in the matter was his biological daughter. However, the accused has denied having carnal knowledge of his biological daughter and impregnating her after a state witness told the court that he allegedly found the girl having carnal knowledge with her cousin in the living room. The accused allegedly stated that evidence before the court shows that the victim only had carnal knowledge with him once. The court has set July 8, 2026 for judgment. Vice President Mutale Nalumango has expressed concern over Zambia's low sanitation coverage, noting that less than half of the country's population has access to basic sanitation services. Speaking during the opening of the 14th Zambia Water Forum and Exhibition, Ms. Nalumango said access to safe drinking water currently stands at about two-thirds of the population, with significant disparities between urban and rural communities. She has noted that these figures highlight persistent inequalities in access to water and sanitation services, underscoring the need for urgent interventions by both government and stakeholders in the sector.
National access to safe drinking water is estimated at approximately two-thirds of the population, with significant disparities between urban and rural areas. Basic sanitation coverage remains below half of the total population, highlighting persistent inequalities that must be urgently addressed. Ladies and gentlemen, the Government of the Republic of Zambia is fully committed to supporting the water and the sanitation sector as a key enabler of national development.
Meanwhile, Zambia Water Forum and Exhibition Chairperson Professor Masiku Nyambe has urged citizens to preserve their maize stocks in preparation for possible drought conditions linked to the El Nino weather phenomenon.
It's an advice to my country, okay? Those climate agencies warned that Southern Africa is very likely to experience El Nino, not La Nina, because that would bring severe drought, crop failures, and of course, the energy disruptions. Even in the SADC region, the meteorologists there, they've estimated that 77% there is a likelihood where we'll have that problem of El Nino, starting October 2026 to January 2027.
And Finnish Ambassador to Zambia, Sanna Hallinen, has reaffirmed Finland's commitment to partnering with Zambia in improving access to safe water and sanitation services.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
The Crushers and Edible Oil Refiners Association.